What's up? Oh my goodness. It's been a long time coming. I just want to say hello to all my freedom riders out there. I want to give my love, my prayers, and coverings. We have been in COVID 20 and beyond. COVID 20 and beyond. And if you are listening, if you hear my voice, we survived, y'all. Let's just clap it up for that. We survived. Can you believe you survived? You survived. You survived. That's phenomenal. That's amazing. I'm so super excited to be here with y'all once again inside of the Freedom Riders podcast. And listen, I feel like we all took some time off to get our mind right, our spirit right, our goals in order, our lives in line, and everything in between. And I'm just excited. I'm excited for what's going on, what's happening in life, what's happening in y'all's lives, right? Like, there has to be some amazing, phenomenal things. I really hope that you took COVID 20 and beyond to just get things in line and in order and line up your goals, your destinies, your purpose. You know, we learned, if nothing else, we learned that nothing is promised. Tomorrow is not promised today. And so you have to make the best of today. And that's what I've been doing for the last however long it's been, definitely during the COVID 20 and beyond. I have been doing just that. I've been taking every day and living it to the fullest and appreciating the gift, right? The gift that we are given on a regular basis. So I just want to say I love all my freedom riders out there, and I so appreciate you guys for constantly coming in, listening, subscribing. I'm gaining new subscribers every day, and I love it. I love it. I love it. Make sure you share this with a homegirl, with a friend, with a mom, with a sister, with anybody who you feel can use it that's in your life, in your circle, and close to you, especially now, right? Because we've been in the whole COVID season and, you know, connection and relationship, being relational, being personable, is so important. It's so important right now. I think that the power of connection is going to make a huge comeback because, man, we just know what it feels like to be disconnected. We thought we did, right? And the whole era of cutting everybody off and doing all that, we thought we knew what it meant to be disconnected. But COVID came through and showed us what real disconnection can feel like. And I think we're all ready and excited to get back connected, back connected. So yes, I'm practicing that too, getting back connected with my audience, back connected with my people, my friends, my family, all the people that love and support me, getting connected and loving, supporting them. All those things are so important to me. All those things I feel like should be, you know, a highlight and importance of our lives right now. So I just welcome you back. Welcome you back to, you know, the Freedom Riders podcast, where you can find a space to be vulnerable, open, honest, and also deal with those internal issues and internal things that we face on a regular basis that hold us back genuinely from being great. Now, listen, y'all know I always do freedom from something. And I am now on Clubhouse. So, yo, if you want to follow me, go follow me on Clubhouse. Of course, the club name is Freedom Riders because, I mean, what else would it be? You can search my club. It's Freedom Riders. And you can search me. I'm on there, Ariana. Look me up and, you know, follow me, get in there. So I do a morning Clubhouse, 30 minutes of morning motivation. And I'm going to tell you something. I love Clubhouse. Are y'all feeling Clubhouse? Man, I'm feeling Clubhouse. I love me some Clubhouse. It is a way to really get connected. It takes, like, social media and podcasts and mashes them together and puts you on, like, a world platform. And literally, like, it just takes you to another level. You make connections that you never thought you could make. And, I mean, I just think it's phenomenal. I love everything about Clubhouse. I love everything Clubhouse is. And I'm excited that they created it. To me, it's such a fresh and refreshing and new way to connect that has nothing to do with likes and all these things, but people genuinely connecting and making relationships based off of genuineness and on your terms, right? It's not it's not on anybody else's terms. You decide who you connect with, who you follow, who you want to hear, whose voices you don't want to hear, you know? And I love it. I love everything about it. And so, yeah, I do a room. Every morning I do 30 minutes of morning motivation. And, yo, today we had an amazing room. And that's what prompted me to get on here and shoot a new podcast episode, because I realized I have an audience in many different spaces and places. And I want to make sure I'm feeding everybody that is connected to me, that supports me, and everybody that I feel connected to. I want to make sure I put something out there for y'all. So we talked about permission, right? So today's episode simply is freedom and permission, and how important it really is to just give yourself permission. Let me tell y'all something. My life, okay, I can only talk about me. Let me talk about me, right? Now, anybody who knows me knows my story. I battled depression, suicidal thoughts for 5 years. I mean, it was heavy. It was hard. It was rough. It first started when I got pregnant with my son, and I went through a really tumultuous divorce. It went on for some years, and that was the beginning of the end of an era of who I thought I was, right? I went through depression. I battled it hard. I was depressed while I was pregnant with my son. And it carried through even into my current marriage. In the beginning of our marriage, it carried into that, you know, the depression, the insecurity, the sadness, the trauma, the issues and stuff we were going through. I mean, it was just a lot. And I just want to say this, that when you keep pushing, number one, when you keep pushing and you keep fighting, I want everybody who hears this episode to be encouraged that, let me tell you, life can change for the better. Life can shift for your greater, okay? So number one, don't ever, ever stop fighting. Don't ever stop moving. Keep your legs moving. Because in my darkest hours and moments, I'm so glad I didn't give up, right? Like, I'm so glad I kept pushing. I'm so glad I decided to wake up every single day. And it didn't matter if today was going to be a good or bad day. I just decided to make sure I lived for that day. And that was rough, right? That was hard because at the time in my life, I didn't feel like I had nothing to live for, and I had children. You heard me? Like, I know, that was wild, right? Because people would like to make you think your kids is enough, but baby, when you're not happy inside, or you don't like who you are, man, it can get to a point where nothing is enough, right? And so, yeah, I live a totally different life now. I'm happy. I'm at peace. I'm at joy. I'm making the money I want to make. I'm building the businesses and connections I want to build. You know, I'm seeing the life that I only dreamed of. The me I knew I could become is manifesting itself in so many different ways, avenues, and places and spaces and opportunities. And let me tell you, one of the biggest key things of that was giving myself permission. Now, I can't fill in that the open space, right? I can't fill in that open space for you. But I had to give myself permission to be who I was and embrace who she is. Yes, let me say that again. I had to give myself permission to be who I was and embrace who she is. So many times I've talked to other women, and whether they're my client or we just had some good conversation, so many women are living in the shadows of not giving themselves permission to become. We look for external things. We look for external things to encourage us or to give us the permission. We look for it to validate us. And let me tell you what type of bondage it is, y'all, to live waiting for somebody else to affirm you. Baby, that is bondage. I want you to throw it away today. I want you to decide that I'm not going to live in that bondage no more. That's just bondage. It is bondage to live, to wait for somebody else to give you permission or something else. I had some conversations with a couple of different women, and they were talking about how they were, you know, worried that they didn't have the education to succeed, and, you know, they didn't have enough of the accolades and stuff like that. And you know what? Let me tell you something. The thing that breeds success is confidence. And when you open the door and give yourself permission to be successful, there's nothing that can hold you back. There's nothing that can hold you back. I think my biggest thing with, you know, being a personal development and business coach and doing mental and emotional and financial and all this, and doing all this coaching that I do, I think my biggest thing is getting people to change their mind. Like, that's my number one goal, because I understand that, you know, there's six ways to flip a house and, you know, make money in 30 days and da-da-da-da-da-da and all these things out there, and I get it. But when you don't deal with the mindset of somebody, right, when you don't deal with the psyche and what they believe and how they feel and their limiting beliefs and all these other things, yo, you really can't get a person to success. Let me tell you, I've paid for and invested in many of programs, many, many, many of programs. To date, I could tell you that I've invested at least $10,000 in different programs and things over the years, right? And it didn't matter until I believed and gave myself permission to actually be successful. So I chased for years, I chased the answer to my problem. Why is my business not working? Why am I not bringing in the money that everybody says I can bring in? Why am I not seeing the level of success that I know I can accomplish? I chased the why, and I try to chase the what. I thought it was my skill set. I thought it was, you know, I didn't know how to market right. Then I thought it was, oh, man, I got to be a better content writer. Then I thought it was, oh, man, I got to create a course. I'm not good at creating courses. Then I thought it was, oh, man, I got to learn a better way to teach. You know, I looked for all the answers in the wrong places and spaces, because the truth of the matter is, until somebody helped me deal with my mindset, until I figured out how to deal with my thought process and what I believe, and until I gave myself permission, I didn't open up the space or opportunity for me to actually gain what I needed, right? See, permission is powerful. You think about your children or your nieces or your nephews or somebody on your job that you manage, or whoever and whatever. When they want to make a move, they ask for permission. You know why? Because permission is powerful. Permission gives you the right to do something. Oh, man, that's good, right? Permission gives you the right to do something that you want to do. So if you've been like 5 years, 10 years, 3 years, 6 months, saying I'm gonna start this business. I'm gonna change my life for the better. I'm gonna go for that promotion. I'm gonna get married. I'm gonna do this. If you've been stuck on I'm gonna, it's because you haven't given yourself permission yet to do it. And in life, if you're not giving yourself permission, then you're inadvertently stopping and saying, well, you're not allowed. Right? Let that sink in. What you're saying is you're not allowed. You're not allowed to live the life that you really want to live. You're not allowed to be happy. You're not allowed to experience peace. You're not allowed to create financial freedom for yourself and live the life, the no pants life, right? Where you can, or work from wherever or wherever. You're not allowed to, because you won't give yourself permission to be. It's like deciding to go out for a job. Have you ever decided to
going out for that promotion or going out for a position, and you've never went out for this type of position before, right? And you've never made this amount of money before. And you like debating if you should apply for the position. You're debating if you should apply for this because, I mean, you're not qualified really, and it's more money than you ever made. You got to give yourself permission to fill out the application and say, you know what? Regardless, I'm going to shoot my shot. I'm going to shoot my shot. Why? Because it's an exercise of practicing giving yourself permission. And so when you really stop and think about and assess where you're at in your life, why are you not where you want to be, or why are you stuck? Why are you still on the island of I'm gonna? Ask yourself, why am I not giving myself permission to be? And it can be attached to nothing externally. Maybe you're not giving yourself permission to be happy. Maybe you're not giving yourself permission to be loved, right? Maybe you're not giving yourself permission to be live in peace and be peaceful. It doesn't always have to be attached to external things. You know, maybe you're not giving yourself permission to be your authentic self. Maybe you're living in a world where you're two different people at two different times, you know, and because you're so afraid to explore who you really are and what other people think about it, you're constantly keeping yourself in the prison of saying you're not allowed. you're not allowed. You know, I understand what it feels like to have to step out and say, you know what? No, like, I want to be my true authentic self, because I remember living a lie. Yep, I said it. I said it. I remember living a lie. I remember living the life and being the woman that everybody wanted me to be, and the girl that everybody wanted me to be, and the friend that everybody wanted me to be. I remember silencing my voice because it made other people feel powerful and important and smarter than me. Like, I remember playing the role and being completely unhappy because it wasn't Ariana's thoughts and it wasn't Ariana's way and it wasn't what Ariana actually liked. And I actually didn't want to do that. And I actually didn't want to go there. And I actually don't agree with you. Like, I remember playing the role because it's what made other people comfortable and it's what made other people feel powerful or important or better than me or whatever. It made other people feel good about them. And so I decided to silence my own voice and who I was and what I liked and what I wanted because it made other people feel good. So I understand living in a space of not giving yourself permission to be yourself and who you are. But let me tell you, the freedom and permission, when you are able to show up every single day for yourself and authentically be who you are and everything that entails, it is so freeing. And you accomplish so much more because now you're able to attract what is attracted to you. Now you're able to gain what's meant to be in your life and not continue to attract things that were never meant for you. You know, I can think back at the time of my life when I was being an inauthentic me, I was attracting things that I did not like. And I couldn't figure it out for the life of me. Like, why does this keep happening to me? Why does my life keep going this way? Why? You know, we get into that why me. Well, it's because you're not living your authentic self. You're not giving yourself permission to actually put yourself around the people who may be intimidated right now, but you know that's where you're called to be and who you are. You're not giving yourself permission to break out, to do something different, to grow, to become somebody else, to become something new. You're not giving yourself the permission. And here's the great thing about freedom and permission, right? When you learn how to take the power to be who you want to be out of somebody else's or something else's hands, oh my God, the way life opens up for you, the way the world opens up for you, it's such a different thing. And listen, I'm not saying you got to throw your whole life away. I'm not saying that you got to completely ditch who you are today. But what I am saying is there is freedom in giving yourself permission and then aligning, right? Getting in alignment with the things that are meant for you. There's a saying that says, what God has for you is for you. I think it's actually a scripture. What God has for you is for you. If you're sick of attracting the things that are not what God has for you, ask yourself, are you authentically being who He called you to be? Have you given yourself permission to stop being what you were taught and raised and primped and primed and what society says or what the pressures of life says or what this person says or that person or these people or those people? Have you given yourself permission to be authentically who God called you to be in everything you are, whether you're perfect right now, whether you flaws and all, giving yourself permission to be that and move and grow in that space? Because when you get in that space, I'm here to tell you, you attract what's attracted to you. You get what you put out. And everything that God has for you is for you. So I just wanted to drop a quick Freedom Riders new episode on here on my podcast because I'm excited about just life and what's happening in life. Man, my life has shifted in a way that I couldn't have put this together if I wanted to. Now, God blessed all my plans and answered all my prayers, but man, it's so much more than I even imagined. And I can't wait to continue and to service more women and teach them how to realign and redefine and rediscover their purpose, or how to just find it in general and authentically be who they are and then build your life and your success and your reality around that. So many of us are frustrated because we don't understand why our life is not lining up. Like, why does it look this way? You're not giving yourself permission, honey. You haven't stepped into who you really are, and you're so afraid to really discover who she is because you've been this woman for so long that now living and finding her is scary. But let me tell you, it's one of the best things you could have ever done. so many times in my life, I had to journey alone, right? I had to go alone. It was scary. It was scary to not have friends around and not have people, you know, my homegirl I can call and talk to not have people around me that I could trust, to not have people around me who I felt like was really, really rooting for me. It was scary. It was hard to be alone, especially because I'm a people person. Anybody who's talked to me knows I'm a people person. I love people. But it was hard. But I'm so sold out to becoming everything that God called me to be. I'm so sold out to becoming the woman that I know I can't become, that you know what? If I gotta go it alone, you go it alone. If you go with no friends, oh well. If people don't like it, who cares? If people, you know, decide, I don't like the new me, oh well. Because the people who love you and who are there for you, who are meant to stay, will stay. And the people who aren't, they'll fade away. The jobs and opportunities that are meant for you, they'll be there. And the ones that aren't, they'll fade away. And it's okay, because it's so much happier on the side of living in your purpose and your destiny than it is living out a life that you're going to get to the end of and be like, man, I wish. Or what if? Who wants to continue to ask themselves the what if question? What if I just actually had taken a chance on myself? What if I really gave myself permission to be who I know I'm created to be? Don't find yourself living in that what if space. You're better than that. You are better than that. So I'm encouraging you all this week to give yourself permission. Yes, the freedom and permission. I give myself permission to, and you fill in the blank. You fill in the blank. I have some amazing, phenomenal women and clients of mine who have already posted, like, I give myself permission too, and they fill in the blank. Tag me on IG, Freedom Riders. Tag me. If you make that declaration on, I give myself permission, and then you fill in the rest. You fill in the blanks, because this is your life. And you got to take a hold of it. You got to decide, I am the captain of this ship. I am sailing, other than God, let me be clear, because I let God sell my ships. But I'm in charge of me. After God, I'm the one who sells my boat. I'm the one who controls my actions, my thoughts, my prosperity, my success. Like, there's just certain things you do and success comes to you, right? And how amazing is it? Because when I began to walk in my purpose and my destiny and who I authentically was, my business, my income, listen, let me just go ahead and tell you, my income matches who I am today. It matches my prayers. It matches everything I thought and knew I can become. And it's constantly increasing, multiplying. The prosperity, man, that comes from doing the internal work is something you cannot even imagine. So I encourage you this week, today, right now, in this moment, give yourself permission and you fill in the blank. You know what you need to give yourself permission to do. You know what you've been holding back on. You know the area in which, yeah, I need to give myself permission in this area. And just do it. Give yourself permission. Remember that all week. I love you guys. I so appreciate you for subscribing to my podcast channel. You guys are freaking phenomenal. Let me tell you something. Continue to share this podcast. Continue to listen. Continue to share. I'm going to be on here more often. I promise you that. Dropping new episodes. Making sure I come in here and give you guys value. Because like I said, I checked the podcast today. I was like, oh my God, there are a lot of people following my podcast. You know, I got to stay up on it. And so your girl's back. I'm here. I want to serve you guys. I want to give you guys something each and every time I get on this platform, making sure that you are able to live out your destiny, your purpose, chase your dreams, and be your greatest self and be the greatest you that you can be. All right. That's Freedom Riders. Freedom and permission. Excuse me. And that's the episode for today. Like I said, thank you. Subscribe, share on your IG, share with people in Clubhouse, share on your Facebook, with any woman or person that you know that can benefit from hearing these wonderful little nuggets and these little tools. I encourage you just to share it. You know, like what they say, my 3-year-old says, like, comment, and subscribe. I appreciate you listening. Have an amazing day. And don't forget, freedom is yours.